Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
When Abraham Lincoln was very young, Nancy, his mother, told her husband the children must go to school. A long argument followed. Tom said the schoolhouse was too far away. Nancy said it wasn't, only 2 miles. Tom said a boy didn't need schooling. Nancy said that maybe Abe wouldn't want to be a farmer or a carpenter like his father. Maybe he would be a teacher or a preacher, or maybe he would be a politician. Tom scoffed, stating that he would be happy if Abe could plow a straight furrow. Tom said Nancy could teach the children. Nancy could read, but she couldn't write, and she persisted that they must learn to write. Tom and Nancy argued for some time. Nancy wouldn't give in. It was decided the children would go to school. Nancy prepared the children for school each morning with as much painstaking care as for church. In fact, the schoolroom possessed for her all the mystery and sanctity of a holy place. She insisted they take a full bath in the wooden tub each morning and made sure there were clean clothes for them to put on. When she wrapped their lunch in a linen cloth with extra corn pone and slabs of bacon or boiled fish in case some of the neighbors might have forgotten theirs, she thought sometimes of the mother who had sent her boy to a sacred tryst, carrying 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. If only something she could give her son, like that mother's, could be multiplied and bring blessing to many people. Little did she know that one day her son would deliver the nation from peril.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.